have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me when none of them as yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. I try to count them. They are more than the sand. I come to the end. I am still with you. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Almighty God, be present with us in the preaching of your word, that we may hear among these words and our reflections your word offered for us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bob Hope, the famous comedian and entertainer, once shared he was astonished to discover that in one day his heart beat over 103,000 times. His blood traveled 168 million miles. He breathed 23,400 times. He inhaled 438 cubic feet of air. He gave off 85.3 degrees of heat. He generated 450 tons of energy, spoke 4,800 words, moved 750 major muscles, and exercised 7 million brain cells. "It's no wonder I'm tired all the time," he quipped. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And every single one of us is unique. There are over 7.5 billion people living on Earth, and each one of us has been carefully formed. That's an amazing thing to ponder. And Psalm 139 reminds us God is the source, the artist, the creator. Look at all the words that are used: knitted, woven, molding something unformed into something formed. Those of you who are artists or knitters or crafters, you know what that means. God knows us so well. God probably knows us even better than we know ourselves. And don't we all want to be known? Each of us longs to belong, to share our lives with others, to love and to be loved, to feel valued. These are needs secondary only to being fed and clothed and sheltered. Last week at our fifth Wednesday dinner, we heard about our South Sudanese brothers and sisters who have had to flee from the civil war in their country and are now living in refugee camps in Uganda. It's hard for us to ponder over 85,000 people trying to survive in these camps with very few resources and very little outside support. no showers, no kitchens, pit toilets where you have to watch out for snakes when you go to the bathroom, so-called homes put together from sticks, mud, a tarp, and they will likely be living there for at least 10 years. Can you imagine? In hearing about the ministries we are seeking to offer through the Holston Conference, you could say that the focus is on this idea of being known. Books, educational opportunities, to remind them there's more than their current reality. Places for worship, where they come together to sing and to pray. Bubbles, toys, games, to help them smile and laugh. Heather Hayes, the speaker, shared how you don't even have to announce a time for worship like we've been having to do in thousands of different ways in preparation for these adjustments to our summer schedule. No. As soon as you start singing, the people come in droves. They want to be known. They want to be reminded that God is with them in the midst of this horrific time in their lives. We want to be known. And yet, we also don't. It scares us to be really known, doesn't it? If people really knew us, would they still love us? With the recent Facebook information sharing controversy, Alexa broadcasting private conversations, we're pretty sensitive to invasions of our privacy. Our preferences, our online purchases are daily captured and analyzed for the power of the market. The psalmist shares this kind of ambivalence as well. There's this sense we can't escape. When I sit down, when I rise up, you know my thoughts. You know those things I want to say, but I didn't. Hemmed in, surrounded. And that can mean we try to push God away. We don't want God to get too involved, because that might mean we have to change. That might mean we have to acknowledge we need God. Clarence Jordan suggests that as long as God is an idea or an abstraction, a feeling, we're fine with God. But then Jesus showed up in the flesh, and we get a little squirmy. Jordan continues that we want to say, you go on back home where you belong, and you just be a good God, and maybe we'll see you of a Sunday. And yet, there's so much that we miss by trying not to allow ourselves to be known, especially when it comes to our relationship. Think about what it can mean for us that God is not a distant observer, but one who looks deeply into our hearts and souls, who truly knows us, not partially or one-sidedly, but rather in the entirety of our existence. Think about what it means that God sees through any barriers we construct, those false personas we try to put on. Even darkness is not dark to God, the psalmist says. Maybe there is no way to escape from God, but at the same time, seems to be what the psalmist comes to in his own reflections when he gets to the conclusion and he says, I come to the end and I'm still with you. Martin Buber offered a poem to bring us to that same conclusion. Where I wander, you. Where I ponder, you. Only you. You again, always you. 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 When I'm gladdened, you. When I'm saddened, you. Only you. You again, always you. 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 Sky is you. Earth is you. You above, you below, in every trend, at every end. Only you. You again, always you. 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 In the Channel Islands, there is a cemetery dedicated to the unknown dead of World War II. No one knows exactly who is buried there. There are no birth dates or death dates to be able to inscribe, not even any names. But across each and every gravestone, the same words are inscribed, known by God. People of God, at your very essence, you are known. In your deepest and darkest places, you are known. Even when you wander, you're known. Even if you don't think anybody could possibly understand, who created you with such individuality, such intricacy, such mastery, also loves you and is seeking to keep you on the right path, to be who you are created to be. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, it is a blessing when we ponder how majestic you are, how much energy and creativity and wonder there is in this world and in each individual, in this place and all throughout the world that you have created. Daily struggles and battles and just things that we face in our lives. Help us to remember we're not alone. Help us to be challenged by what that means in terms of how we relate with one another and how we seek to be your church. That one of our goals, perhaps the most important goal, to reach out and help every single person to know that they are loved and claimed by you. Help us in Jesus' name.